October 5, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, God of Justice. Opening prayer. Thank you, Father, for mercifully receiving my every prayer. Give me a heart overflowing with thanksgiving and praise whenever I come to you. Read Psalm chapter 7, a Shigian of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjamite. Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion, and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this, and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil, or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground, and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God, decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you, while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked, and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Reflect. God is just and will act justly to save and defend his people. Look forward to Jesus' return, when God's justice will be fully seen, and rejoice in that hope. It's hard having untrue rumors spread by opponents. That's the world this psalm assumes, a world familiar today in politics or work, or, alas, sometimes, church. Although we do not know Cush in the psalm's title, we do know that some Benjamites refused to have David as king. 2 Samuel chapter 20, verses 1 through 2. What to do? David turns to God for justice. Judges in Israel both decided cases and took the required action that followed, and that's the basis of David's appeal to God. He asks God as judge to vindicate him publicly in the divine court where God is enthroned, and to make the wicked stop acting this way. David does not plan how to deal with his opponents himself. That's God's problem. Like Paul, he leaves God to act rather than acting himself. Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 20, echoing Proverbs chapter 25, verses 21 through 22. If his opponents don't back off, God will prepare powerful weapons to enforce justice. These people's violence will come back on their own heads as God acts. So David confidently praises God because he knows God will act justly. Apply. In what ways does your life testify to your trust in God's justice? Closing prayer. Father, I lift up to you people being slandered or publicly attacked, especially Christian leaders. Help them put their hope in you and trust you for vindication.